Hi everyone, my name is Mike. I'm Communications and Tech Content Specialist at OmniOffice. The topic of my presentation today is tackling document collaboration challenges in 2023. So we'll speak about it and I will present the most important updates in our solutions and features since the last fall's NERM edition. So several years of pandemic spread influenced every line of work. Document collaboration is no exception in this case. Lots of teams face certain difficulties. Some users want to stay in home office and work remotely despite it's now possible to get back to a real office. And therefore, lots of groups became even more distributed. Therefore, a question arises, where is the balance and how to organize effective document collaboration in such conditions? So we suppose that with the right tools, it's possible to ensure effective teamwork for any company or group in any situation. So we defined our directions for OmniOffice to meet the user needs in 2023. This is what will help with tackling collaboration challenges. And it can be applicable to any project as well. So first is security to make work with data and all kinds of office documents as secure as possible, taking into consideration the growing number of cyber attacks. Then, of course, collaboration itself to ensure effective coordination for teams of any size and in any environment. And usability follows as well to provide excellent user experience. And at least, last but not least, this flexibility and integrations to make the solutions available and accessible to as many people as possible. So just a small reminder, OmniOffice is an open source project with focus on advanced and secure document processing with the code referrals available on GitHub. It comprises editors for text documents, sheets, and slides, along with the form creator, PDF reader, and converter with Office OpenXML as a core file format. OmniOffice has a single agent for online, mobile, and desktop versions and can be deployed on any platform and on any device. In 2022, we released three major updates along with four intermediate hotfixes. The recent update is version 7.3, released in the end of January. Let's see what we did last year. So since the last post them, according to the trending directions we just specified. Data security is, of course, a crucial question for everyone who works with documents online. Started with version 7.2, Jute that protects documents from unauthorized access is enabled by default in OmniOffice Docs. Integrations for security reasons and for data integrity. A random secret is automatically generated and just needs to be added on the side of the host application. If required, you can also replace the default Jute secret with your own custom key. Processing sensitive data in spreadsheets became more secure with the ability to set password protection for separate sheets and workbooks. Additional security measures here allow editing for specific ranges, hiding formulas, and locking cells. Version 7.3 provides users with another option to password protect text documents with the ability to allow only certain actions in the file, reading, filling forms, commenting, or tracking changes. And collaboration is, of course, of great importance for lots of teams, including distributed groups and those who work remotely. So at the beginning of 2022, we introduced OmniOffice Forms. They are also known as forms and allow you to automate your paperwork routine, making it easier to create and fill out model documents. With OmniOffice, it's possible to build complex digital forms from any DocX document from scratch or from scratch, and users can add the required fields, such as text area, combo box, drop-down list, checkbox, radio button, image, email, phone, complex field, and adjust the properties to get a contract, assignment, declaration, and virtually any other type of document ready quickly. It's possible to collaborate on a form in real time and share the ready forms and fill them out digitally. If needed, the forms can also be exported to PDF. So our approach to digital forms allows implementing additional features. So in the version 7.3 of OmniOffice Docs, We brought like more effective work with forms to simplify the document workflow. You need to you can create and you can assign various recipient roles for field filling. This way users can visually identify which fields they should fill out depending on the role matching colors. In the future updates, we're also going to extend this functionality by adding an ability to separate recipient roles with restrictions as well as electronic signatures. In addition to that, version 7.3 brings more ready-to-use fields for quicker form creation, such as a date and time with multiple display options, a zip code, and a credit card. we are also provide a forms library with multiple templates in different languages. All forms there are absolutely free to use. Another collaboration update is a live viewer, which allows users to see changes made by other collaborators when opening document spreadsheets or presentation in the view-only mode. So this basically lets you participate in a document, like, but without the right to access, still tracking, seeing all changes in real time. To make collaboration in spreadsheets more comfortable, we added collaborators' cursor display. So when co-editing a workbook with other people in real time, you can see their selections marked with different colors. The OmniOffice spreadsheet editor got support for the version history feature, so that users can navigate through their previous drafts and restore them if necessary. And by default, each draft is saved as a version when the last user closes the file. So, user interaction in Docs also became more convenient. You can quickly sort comments in a text document, spreadsheet, or presentation, which makes it easier to work with comments by different users at different time. And for example, you can view all the comments in chronological order from the newest to oldest and vice versa. And also, you can sort the comments by the author alphabetically using two available options, A to Z or Z to A. And version 7.0 brought the ability to choose between two display modes when reviewing changes made by other co-authors. You can show changes in balloons when you click them, and in tooltips when you hover your mouse over them. Usability trend implies adding new useful features along with interface improvements. It's exactly what we did, and we are going to do further. Thanks for the implementation of Harpus text shaping library. OmniOffice Font Agent supports lots of new scripts. The Enco writing system, which belongs to RTL, is only one of the examples. The editors now also support ligatures. That allows merging multiple symbols into one and hence the support for new languages, for example, Bengali and Sinhala. And it also makes for a more harmonious reading experience. You can configure ligatures and choose between standard, contextual, discretionary, and historical types, and also like the combo options for ligatures. With version 7.0, we added dark mode for the text editor. It prevents the eye strain and improves readability in half light environments. When the mode is on, the light color is presented against the dark screen, which significantly reduces the light emitted by devices. And following user requests, we also added another dark mode variation, which is dark contrast. One more bonus feature here is also a dark document mode, which allows changing canvas to blackish gray shade and adjusts content the content colors for the best readability. Besides, you can make the editors automatically switch to dark or light mode depending on the theme used in your system. So throughout the year, OmniOffice Document Editor brought such useful features as mail merge, data import from local files and URLs, hyperlink autocorrection, inserting all these spreadsheets, updated search and replace, and more convenient work with shapes, including the ability to edit shape geometry with a mouse cursor. Calculations in spreadsheet became more comfortable with query tables, print preview currency options, according to the ISO 42.17 standard, and tooltips for formulas, text qualifiers, hotkeys for base special, and a link to data range and 1904 date system. New features in OnlyOffice Docs presentation editor comprise full automation support, new transitions tab, hyperlink autocorrection, duplicate slide option, and others. The latest version 7.3 brings support for SmartArt and Unicode and LATX equation syntax, paste special for slides, and watch window in spreadsheets, which allows inspecting, auditing, or confirming formula calculations and results in large files. There are multiple formulas. There are multiple formats that OnlyOffice Docs works with. Core formats are DOCX, XLXX, and PPTX, and also supports ODF formats and a variety of other popular ones, such as TXT, RTF, HTML, PDF, CSV, etc. With the version 7.0, we greatly improved overall support for Office OpenXML features, including the introduction of new mechanics and a work with the existing objects and attributes. For working with digital forms, we introduced our own formats, DocXF and OForm, since the standard formats don't allow us to bring all our ideas to life. So DocXF, based on DocX, is a form template which you can edit and collaborate on. And OForm is a created, ready to fill out form that you share with others, which they can fill out. So you can fully work with both from the web and open the forms in the mobile apps to fill them. Starting from version 7.1, you can use OnlyOffice Docs to view PDF, XPS, and JVU files in the more convenient way. The built-in viewer opens files on the client side and offers such improvements as page thumbnail panel, navigation bar, support for external and internal links, as well as the cursor or hand mode. When you save a PDF file, you can convert it to DocX or and other available formats, except for PDFA. This option, together with the improved PDF viewer, allows you to work with PDF files in OnlyOffice without any third-party applications. And last but not least, which refers to enhanced work with formats, is that you can export presentations in picture formats, JPG and PNG. OnlyOffice Docs will create an archive with the separate slides in pictures in this case. Besides, PPSX presentations are supported for viewing now. Integrations, both internal and external ones, play an important role in OnlyOffice ecosystem. For now, we count more than 30 ready-to-use connectors, which allow us using our editors within other cloud services, as well as more than 30 plugins, which bring extra third-party features to the editors. So over the last year, a lot has been done in the integrations development. We introduced four new connectors. The first one is Moodle, which allows users to add document activities to courses and enable editing and collaboration directly within the course structure for students and teachers. And we developed three connectors for open source CMS frameworks, WordPress, Strapi, and Drupal. In addition to developing new connectors, we work on improving existing integrations. First of all, the introduced forms functionality became possible in our existing integrations. Besides, we added new features and fixed bugs in the current connectors, trying to keep our users' feedback in mind, including the apps for HumHub, SharePoint, Alfresco, Liferay, Nextcloud, Confluence, Moodle, Plum, Jira, and Redmine. And we also welcome our partners who add OnlyOffice to their platforms to provide users with document processing. Among the new partner integrations are ThinkISO, an intuitive quality management software, O2OA, a collaborative office space to boost productivity developed by Chinese company Lambda Network, C360 suite of secure and accessible applications by the Italian company Innovazione Digitale and Lanroche Français, complete French collaborative solution built on 100% open source infrastructure. And Tulip, which is an open source agile project management software by our French partner in Aileen. Plugins can significantly extend and simplify your work in the editors. In 2022, we added several handy ones, Jitsi and Rebel, to organize audio and video meetings right in the editors, Draw.io to create charts, mind maps, diagrams, infographics, etc., Doc2MD to quickly convert text to Markdown. And moreover, we introduced a brand new plugin manager or a plugin marketplace to make plugin installation even easier and more straightforward. It allows you to explore all available plugins and install or remove any plugin with just one click without leaving the editors. And of course, we always do our best to make OnlyOffice Docs available for every users. So we always extend in the number of distribution formats and packages. So we officially rolled out OnlyOffice Docs as a service. You can easily launch our online editors and create your collaborative environments with the platform of your choice in the cloud. And as all the editors of OnlyOffice Docs and Document Builder can be installed on devices with the IRM architecture that allows for higher performance, energy efficiency, and integrated security. The IRM compatible version of OnlyOffice Docs is available as a separate build and offers several installation options, such as Docker images, GUI, and RPM packages. OnlyOffice Desktop app became pre-installed on such Linux distributions as Amarok Linux, RISC-OS, BR-OS, and was verified in the official application store of Qtfish. Besides, we got compatibility certificate with China's national operating system, Kotlin OS. The editor is now available in Vulture and Alibaba Cloud Marketplaces. Monthly app on Linode Marketplaces is coming soon. And Artura, an internet service provider from Switzerland, is now offering OnlyOffice Docs as a part of their hosting solutions. Moreover, last year, the Minis Forum and Manjaro officially launched Mini PC UM350, where OnlyOffice Desktop app was the default office suite of the pre-installed system. OnlyOffice is also part of the Marina Cloud Service Bundle included in the device default app ecosystem on the Marina One smartphone. We released framework components, which you can use to easily deploy OnlyOffice docs within React, Angular, and Vue environments. And an update which will be really interesting for developers is the new API class. It allows interacting with text documents, spreadsheets, and presentations, and fillable forms from the outside. This way, you can create special connector to make changes in the documents using your own buttons or methods instead of the editor buttons. For example, you'll be able to generate a feed with comments from all your documents, reply to them to end close comments in one place, or automatically fill out forms with the data exported from databases. With version 7.2 update, we also fully upgraded the native OnlyOffice Document Builder API to make document generation more comfortable using JS commands instead of text commands. Moreover, we added the .NET Doc Renderer library, which allows working with the Document Builder API in your .NET-based app. Finally, in the last year, our team grew both in numbers and geographic reach. We opened three new office departments, resulting in six office locations overall: Latvia, UK, USA, and new one, Singapore, Yerevan in Armenia, and Tashkent in Uzbekistan. Our development hub is now located in Uzbekistan. The Armenian office became home for our customer care team, and lots of our teammates also work remotely from various parts of Europe. and let us boast a bit. And once again, thank our users for support since we made it to the top three in the Cloud Computer Insider Awards for the second year in a row. And this time, OmniOffice received gold in the category Cloud Content Management. So thanks a lot for your attention. If you have any questions, you can always visit our official website, OmniOffice.com, and contact our team on GitHub or Forum. And we're always open for any collaboration. So thank you and enjoy the rest of Potsdam. Thanks.
Okay, so so we have a link for the OmniOffice API for the WebP connector, so that's nice. Thank you. Sorry again, I have a bit of echo. Yeah, great question, actually, Alex. So any success stories illustrating strategies to make organization move?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Okay, so hello. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm not self-made with the interface. That's why, yeah, I'm sorry for wasting a bit of time. Okay, I'm jumping to the questions now to see.
So we have one question, which is, do you have any success stories illustrating the strategies to make organization move away from Microsoft-only tools? Anything that you saw as part of OmniOffice migrations, maybe?
Okay, thank you. So yeah, we have a few examples, and you can definitely access all the success stories on the website of the customers. So just not to give any wrong information, I just offer you to jump to the session. Is it any way for me to share a link?
Yeah,
I can do it in the chat. Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah,
basically,
I can do it, afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, right now, I believe that people should be able to access the room that you joined, and connect to the conference, and then we can have a discussion. I think here directly, it could be a bit easier.
And connect to the conference.
Oops, sorry, I have a bit of echo. Okay, so maybe Alex, you can see directly with Mike to answer your question.
Okay. Also, I saw the question in the collaboration and content management chat about, is OmniOffice supporting or planning to support the WebP protocol?
Yeah.
And yes, we do. Since last year, we added support for WebP in OmniOffice docs, and it still requires building a connector, so
uh-huh.
just like a classic API-based integration. But
okay.
We already have a few examples of WebP connectors. The first one, which was SharePoint, which works completely. There is also OpenCAM connector, and there is also kind of work in progress version connector for on cloud internet scale, also based on WebP.
Okay.
It's like not publicly available, but this one we are working on. But this like collaboration with the on cloud team.
Okay.
So yes, we do, and it's possible to create connectors to connect via WebP protocol.
Okay. So thanks a lot, Mike. On my end, I will need to leave. So if you have any other further questions, don't hesitate to join the Tackling Document Collaboration Challenges in 2023. The link is in the chat of the Dev Room, and here you can discuss. And globally, thanks also a lot for coming to this dev room this year. I hope that next year we'll be able to do it physically, and that we'll have a bit more time for presentations.
Yeah, sounds great. So thank you everyone again. I will hang out in the chat. So in case like there are any other questions coming, yeah. I'll be there. And
okay.
I will also drop the link, but the use cases briefly. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.